Not a good day. I don't know if I would segregate myself out from my colleagues. I think that our position is one board. But our position is, and it's been our stance, that that our preference policy is just. That our preference policy is right. And Hawaii is not like Arkansas. It's not like Wyoming. It's like no other place on earth. And what part of it makes this place unique, part of it makes this place special, and that specialness is not in the, in part of the ruling, is its people. Its native people. It's other people who came here later. This decision is not good for Hawaii. It isn't good for Native Hawaiians, and it isn't good for Hawaii. That's the fundamental position that we believe in. But we believe, because it is just, and we believe that it is right, that we believe that we're going to win. And we're going to fight them, go down this road, and do whatever it takes to use every tool to get down there so that we as trustees honor the will, we protect the trust, and we fulfill the mission of the school. And my feelings are, yes, it is a day where we should be angry. But it's also a day where we've got to be collective, and we've got to be calm, and we've got to be thoughtful, and we've got to be deliberate. It's a day when, I tell you, if you ask me how I feel, I'm weakened to the bone. I'm weakened to the bone. I think my colleagues are too, but it's a day to be strong. Hang on to your values. Stand behind your beliefs. And it's a day in which there's enormous amounts of confusion. But it's a day where we have to sort it out. That's why we need this meeting. That's why we have to take time today to really make sure that this leadership is clear. I apologize that it took so long to get this press conference. But in our duty as leaders, we needed to be deliberate. We needed to take the time to think through the anger, think through the confusion, and provide leadership. And in the end, really what we're attempting to do is to do that. And I think that the leadership is really about our beneficiaries. Today, what you don't see in this room is our beneficiaries. It's about the thousands of children who are going to be affected by such a ruling. It's about them. And that the fact that what I think on this particular day, what's most important for us, is to stay unified. Stay strong. Stay clear. Stay clear of purpose, because our beneficiaries and those children, they deserve it. They deserve it. And we have to be there for them, because in the end, what I believe they need the most, they need to have hope. That hope has to come from a unified leadership and a unified community that really they can believe in, that we're there for them, that we would be there to be act upon them. And understand that today's, we lost the battle, but we ain't lost the war. This ain't over. And we're going to continue to do what we believe in, any manner it takes, within the law, to be able to prevail on our values and take care of our children. That's all.